Hello. Back doing podcasts. Wow. it's been a while to say the least. 2 years, I think. 2-ish years since I've been doing these, which is a long time, but just I guess it's something that fell down on the priority list and a lot's happened in the last couple of years. And it's just had to take a back seat, which is fine. I've always had ideas in my head that I wanted to start it back up. There's lots of things I want to put on maybe social media and things, but just feel like it'd be a waste. I don't feel like, people really can engage that much on important big posts on things like Instagram. It's just like I see a picture, scroll, like, scroll, tap, whatever. So I feel like no, I'll save that and I'll do it as a podcast one day. And I've been doing that for 2 years, so finally been able to give myself a boot up the ass to get it going again. Main reason being, it's coming up to the anniversary of my Iron Man, and I've been thinking about that a lot. It's been in my head a lot. It was 4 years ago, 2019 now, which is a long time, but it was an epic life changing thing for me. And I think about it a lot, and it thinking back to training for that and doing that really does drive me on to do better and do more, because I proved to myself I can do something like that. And it's an emotional thing, obviously, why I done it, the reasons I was doing it, my past and all the rest of it. We'll get into all that in another podcast. The last couple of years, yeah, it's been really busy. A lot been going on the business side of stuff, and I have my own gym now, which is which is awesome. It's bonkers to say that. I think when I started group coaching after COVID, in my head it was always something that would have been something I would have liked to have done at some point in the future, to have my own place to grow the business in that sense. So that would have been like what, 2020, when I started mainly doing group classes. And it just so happened that it came to a point where I had a choice to make in 2022, last year. And I chose to go for a big thing and open my own gym. And it's been almost a year. It's start 1st of August. Got the keys just at the end of July and started opened the doors on the 1st of August, and which has been going really well. And I absolutely love running the gym and having the gym. Classes are busy. We do some 6 a.m. morning classes, we do 11:30 a.m. classes, and we do 7 p.m. classes. And classes are a mix of strength work, Olympic weightlifting, which is something also done 2022. I got my level two British weightlifting, level one, level two British weightlifting qualifications. So there's been a big focus, sorry, on like improving and looking at technique and strength on the Olympic lifts. And your cardiovascular, engine, fitness, high intensity stuff. So yeah, it's awesome. If anyone listening is not a part of the gym and would like to come and try a workout and check it out, just hit me up on Insta or email. Let me know. You can come in for a free class, free session. There's been a good chunk of new members in the last wee while. I would say right now, I don't really think I can take any more on the evening side of stuff. Classes are full a lot sometimes with a wait list, so it'd be probably more your 6 a.m. and your 11:30 a.m. classes that I could kind of get new members in at the moment. But anyway, yeah, that's been what's going on really. I've been still training away, trying to work on my continue to work on my strength and my fitness and my CrossFit. I competed in May there, and I feel like I have made pretty good progress since the last time I competed individually. Really good progress, to be fair. I was really happy with it. I got into the top category, Rocket. I was 50th and I finished 36th with some really strong performances in a couple of the workouts, which I was really happy with. So back to the back to the old fucking thing for me of trying to get stronger, because the cardio, more engine cardio type WODs are done well in, and the ones that involved a lot of the kind of max strength, I was very poor. Good for me, to be fair, but poor in terms of the field. So I'm trying to get stronger. I am actually, if you can hear a crying thing in the background, that is my cat Orion, not a baby. I do not have children. That's not something that's happened in my life. Orion, I've been podcasting, mate. Come on, just chill out. Chill. I'll promise I'll give you treats after. Okay. Where was I? Aye, so I'm still training. I'm trying to get stronger. I'm doing a lot of swimming because I want to stay fit. I'm doing some kind of zone two aerobic fitness. I don't want to lose. I want to maintain a level of fitness and endurance, but main goal is to get stronger. So that's what I'm working on. Anyway, this is the first podcast, and probably, I don't know, I'll probably only be like two or three podcasts, to be honest, about it. But it's about the journey to Ironman, the process for me of how I went from when I was in my life in 2012 to becoming and finishing an Ironman triathlon in 2019. I think that, you know, one of the main reasons I'd done that Ironman was to prove to people that, you know, you just put your mind to something and you work hard, you can achieve big things in life and big goals. You can turn your life around, and that's all I've wanted to do ever since I changed my life around, was to help other people turn theirs around, which is obviously now why I'm putting my whole life into running a gym. I just love helping people improve their physical health, their mental health, their strength, their belief, their confidence in themselves. Everything that I had to do to make my life better, to make my mental health better, I'm just dedicated to doing to other people. And it's just something that I love doing, and it provides me with a lot of fulfillment and joy. So this podcast, these podcasts I'm doing is literally just, again, anyone who maybe hasn't heard of my story, who hasn't looked into the triathlon side of stuff, it's just to kind of go through that. And it's a well, it's just a story in it. It's just, let me tell you a little story. yeah, maybe some inspiration and motivation along the way. So this all stems back to 11 years ago, 2012, when I was rock bottom in life, to be honest. I'd been drinking heavily for, it was about, oh, 2012, 8 years probably. 8, 9 years I'd been drinking heavily to a point where it was a problem, to a point where it was affecting my life a lot in negative ways. It had been the whole time. I tried numerous times to quit, but didn't really want to. Couldn't. And yeah, when it got to 2012, things were pretty low. I had to change. I wanted to change. And I decided that enough was enough. And that was me. The 7th, 2012, when I stopped drinking. And that was something that was obviously tough. It was not easy. Those first few months were a challenge, a struggle. And in July of 2012, I lost my dad suddenly to a heart attack, and he was 56. He was out playing golf and he just died. And so that was obviously a really, really big turning point in my life because, you know, my dad was a massive inspiration to me and someone who helped me get sober, someone who believed in me to not give up on me. And those 2 and a bit months of being sober, I could see our relationship getting even stronger, becoming, you know, we were always best pals, but we obviously had our issues with my drinking that caused a lot of problems between me and my dad. And I'm not going to get too much into all that now because it's not really what the podcast's about, but when the day he died, I had an option, and it was drink or stay sober, and I stayed sober. And I started training in the gym, and I would say that staying sober and training in the gym is something that has saved my life and is the only reason that I'm here with my own gym right now. And that's 11 years ago. I just celebrated 11 years of sobriety from alcohol in May there, which is crazy and something I'm really proud of. And yeah, something that changed my life and saved my life and has gave me a better life these past 11 years, physically and mentally. And it was April 2013, around April 2013, where I'd been obviously sober for a long time at that point, almost a year. I'd lost a lot of weight. I think I'd lost around 5 stone. I was training regularly in the gym. I was that guy in the bank who I was working in the bank. I was that guy who was bringing in his own lunches every day, heating up his chicken and broccoli in the microwave, stinking the kitchen out, that kind of thing. And so everybody knew I was sober. Everybody knew I was working on my fitness and my health. And it was just one random day in work where a lady in the bank that I worked with at the time came up to me and said, "Oh, the bank are looking for people to do the London Triathlon for the bank's charity." And I was like, "Ah, oh, well, I mean, I do mostly weights, only don't really do that much cardio, and I don't really think that that's for me." But she left the piece of paper on the table or the desk I was at, and I looked at it, and the bank's charity was Alzheimer's Society, and my dad's dad had Alzheimer's. And the date of the triathlon in London was the anniversary of my dad's passing. So I just had to do it. I just said, "I don't care what this is. I know it's some sort of swimming, cycling, and running, but I can't say no now." And that's what, for me, being, you know, giving up drinking and joining the gym really done for me, and that I wanted to do things like that. I believed I could do things like that. Whereas before, I'd be like, "Oh, I could never do that. I'll not do that." But I was a different person, and I wanted to push myself. And all right, I originally was thinking no, but I was never going to say no when I realised that it was the Alzheimer's charity and the date of it. So that was me. I was signed up for a triathlon. Now, the funny thing is, there's two other guys that I knew doing it in the bank. And the funny thing is that I signed up for the wrong race. They were only looking for people to do the sprint distance triathlon, and I signed up for the Olympic distance triathlon. So I made things instantly a lot harder for myself. The sprint distance is a lot less distance on all three disciplines, and the Olympic distance is also a lot more. And I've never done a triathlon before, so that was a mistake. However, I didn't even realize that that was a thing until I was going down to London with those guys. So it was too late. I just had to, obviously, I trained for what I signed up for. So I was doing an Olympic distance triathlon. So a triathlon is swim, cycle, run. The swim on an Olympic distance triathlon is 1500 meters, and it was open water, so it's outside in the London River Thames down at the XL Centre in London. It was a 40 kilometer cycle, And it's a 10-kilometer run. And yeah, I started training. I just started going out for some runs. I was doing biking in the gym, and I joined a gym that was quite near where I lived at that point. I'm gonna lose it, this cat. Ryan! What is it? Just realized I'm shouting at my cat on recording the podcast. So yeah, I started training. I think it was around April, but I can't really remember, but I didn't give myself that much time. I just remember that. And I had 2 weeks booked in Florida with my friend. We were going on holiday to Orlando, Florida. When I stopped drinking, that's something I said to myself, that I was going to put my drinking money into an account to save up and go to Orlando, because it's just something that I wanted to do. I could never afford a holiday when I was drinking. So that was just something that we done, and I had that booked. So I also had to factor that in. I wasn't really going to do much training in America. I went out a couple of runs when I was there, and went a few runs along the beach, but nothing serious. So that was not ideal. It was the race was in the end of July, and that was in June. But yeah, the training, I loved the running. I felt that running outside was something I hadn't really done before, and the feeling it gave me, my headspace, it helped my mental health. I was in a job at the time that I just didn't like. It was in the bank, it was sales. I hated that job. It was stressful, and getting training in itself always helped, but I feel like running was just slightly different. Could feel myself getting quite emotional in runs sometimes, just because like it gives you a lot of time to think. And I was thinking about why I was doing this, and thinking about my dad, and thinking about how maybe a year earlier I would have been, drunk off out of my mind, and now I was doing 5Ks and things like that. And yeah, I really loved that. And I feel like it was hard. I remember it being really tough at points, and thinking obviously a lot of doubt of whether I was going to be able to do a triathlon in my head. But doing it for my dad and having that reason, that why, really pushed me through the hard sessions and the doubt, and always something that continues to be this day a source of motivation for me to keep going when I feel like I can't, or when I want to make him proud. So I remember it being quite constantly emotional, and but fun, but and also hard, and all the emotions. The swimming was a bit different. I hadn't really swam at all. I could swim in terms of I could keep myself afloat, but I didn't know how to swim. So I signed up for a gym near me at the time, and I had a swimming pool. So I just kind of got in the water as much as I could after work and stuff like that. And I just swam. I wasn't doing it correctly. I wasn't putting my head underwater to breathe. I kept my head above water and just moved my arms like a front crawl. But it worked. And at the time, it was fine. I wasn't really too bothered about technique and stuff like that. I just kind of wanted to get this done. But the problem was that the actual race was open water, which is a whole different ball game, which at the time I never really realized. I think I kind of put it all to the back of my mind, and then it was getting close to the race. I think it was like a few weeks out maybe, and one of the guys I was doing it with was like, "Have you been open water swimming yet?" I went, "No." "Have you got a wetsuit yet?" I went, "No." So he was like, "You need to order a wetsuit, and we need to go open water swimming." So order a wetsuit on Amazon. Turned out it was the wrong wetsuit, type of wetsuit. It was like 30 quid. My current wetsuit I use at the moment was about £300. So it just shows you the difference in quality. It wasn't even for swimming, it was for windsurfing. So it was this big, thick thing. It just wasn't good at all. But it served its purpose, I guess, at the time. And yeah, I went for my first open water experience in East Kilbride. I think it was some lake type thing, and it was like a swim. It was like a class, and she was like, "Yeah, just jump in and I'll see how you look." It was a disaster, man. I was like, "This is disgusting. This water is minging." And I think I'd done one loop, which probably was about 300 meters or something. And she was like, "Yeah, you need to learn how to breathe and underwater and this and that." And I just got out. I just kind of couldn't deal with it at the time, and I just was like, "This is freaking me out. I just need to keep doing it my way and just hope on the day that I can get through it." Which another thing that I did not know is that I just thought all pools were 25 meters, and it turns out that the pool that I was swimming in was 15. So there was times I thought I was doing 1,000 meters in training and stuff, but I was calculating that off laps off a 25-meter pool, and it was a 15-meter pool. So all my swimming training was a lot less than what I thought, and I only realised that on the way down to London on the train, because one of the guys was like, "Oh no, that pool's no 15. Sorry, not 25 meters." So I googled it and stuff, and I checked. And I was like, "Oh my God, man!" So the swimming was a real worry for me. The cycling, I mean, I didn't even have a bike. I literally just done it on the bikes in the gym, and I borrowed my pal Johnny's bike, who lived in London, and I just said, "Can I use your bike for this triathlon?" I had no idea about anything. I just didn't know anything, so I just thought a bike would be fine. Running was the only thing I couldn't really mess up, I think, which was why it was the strongest discipline for me on the day. But yeah, got to London, got the bike, got the hotel, was absolutely shitting my pants the night before. I was so scared for this swim. I don't really remember much about the morning of the race. I just remember like getting there and just nerves, just total nerves. Don't even really think there was any excitement. I just had to get through this swim, and this swim is a classic case for me of you just keep going, you just keep moving, and you'll get through it. Could be this, could be anything, could be a run, could be a workout in the gym, could be a hike, I don't know, it could be anything, but it's just like you just got to tell yourself one step at a time, keep going, and you'll be okay. Because this is exactly what I had to think on this swim, because I get in the water, I must have been going with about 50 people or something like that in a wave, a heat, and it was a mass start. So we were all together, and it was 3, 2, 1, go. Everyone starts swimming. My first ever experience of this. Getting kicked in the face, people grabbing my leg. I absolutely panicked. It was horrific. I was like, "Fuck this, man!" I just hated it. I just had to kind of stop swimming until everybody was past me. And I remember just looking over, and this woman was beside me doing the same thing. We just looked at each other like, "What the hell are we doing?" I just wanted out the water, but I just started swimming once all the other people had got away, and I just had to tell myself one stroke at a time. But my heart rate was through the roof, water, swollen water, smashing off my eyes, my face. I really wanted to get pulled out. I honestly didn't think I was going to be able to finish this swim, but I couldn't not do it. I had to do it, I'd raised about 2 grand, I think, for the Alzheimer's charity. So a lot of people would put money in, and if I just came out and says didn't even get past the first bit, I would never have been able to live in my cell with that. So I just had to keep moving my arms and kicking my legs, and my dad was never out of my head. Another thing, it just kept me going, and I just had to get round the course, and it took me longer than it probably should have, but I think it was 50 something minutes, which I think my PB now for 1500 meters is less than half an hour. So it just shows you the difference there in like technique and just general fitness, probably, but also the right wetsuit and stuff like that. So, but I got there, and my God, the relief of getting out of the water was unbelievable. I just was so happy. Although I got out of the water, I remember feeling so dizzy, I almost fainted. I think I felt I couldn't walk straight, but again, I was just so happy. to get through that swim. I genuinely, there was points I thought I'm gonna drown, honestly. I think that's quite important for people to know, because there will be situations, and you do things like this, any type of race or fitness or challenge, that you'll probably get to a point where you think you're not going to be able to keep going on, and you just got to keep going. And you can do it if you just tell yourself, keep thinking positive and one step at a time, and you'll get through it. And I got onto the bike, and as I said, I didn't really know much about the bike and stuff, but I was on a fixed gear bike with running shoes on. I didn't have a clue about cleats at this point, gears. There was no gears on the bike. Didn't even know what a gear was, to be honest. Didn't know about race bikes. You know, the bike I've got at the moment is like a triathlon kind of race bike. I have my cleat shoes clipped into the pedals. I've got God knows how many gears on it, carbon fiber, road bike. This thing I was using was just a standard bike. But I was just happy to be out of the water. There was no issues on the bike apart from the shocking gear and the, oh God, I'll put a picture on Instagram of me on the bike, but it's quite embarrassing. But it's funny to look back at to know that I just winged this triathlon, man. Absolutely winged it. And got through the bike, 40K. Can't remember how long it took me. I think the full triathlon, I think I've done in like 3 hours, which is really bad. But like from what I've done since, but it wasn't a problem. I just wanted to finish for the reasons I was doing it. The run was emotional. As I knew I was going to finish the race by this point, I was going to fail the run, but I couldn't believe I was doing it. Just over a year ago, I was at my lowest point, genuinely didn't really want to be alive, to be honest. I was so fucked up. I was so depressed. I was so unhealthy. I hated myself. I hated my life, really. And I lost my dad suddenly, and I didn't swing sink. I swam, you know that old saying, sink or swim, and I literally swam, thankfully. And I just was so proud of myself. It was something I had never really felt in my life before. You know, I was sober and I was doing a fucking triathlon. It was crazy. It was really crazy. It was really, really amazing feeling. There was some people for the bank there, the guys I was doing it with, and they were finished by this point, and they were, you know, cheering me on, and they knew my dad, those guys, and the whole bank knew my dad, and I just felt immensely proud. And showing people where you can be within a year is something I was really, really happy to do, and just happy for myself that I'd found something in life that made me happy, that but wasn't destructive to my mental health or my physical health. It actually benefited those things, and I was literally high. I was literally high. I was so happy, man. It's actually emotional even just thinking about it now, to think back to that, and I remember it so clear, and it was a long time ago. It was 10 years. Was it 10 years ago? I guess it's 10. It's a 10 year anniversary. There we go. I mean, coming to the end of the race, I just remember I was almost finished, and I was just thinking of how proud my dad would have been from all the drinking and all the fuck ups, all the times I let him down, to doing something meaningful and good with my life. It was the best thing I could have done at that point in my life, was sign up for that and do that. I'm so thankful that I did. I'm so thankful to the kind lady who even put it to my attention, because if she never done that, who knows, I might not even have found out about it and done it. And little did I know at that point that it would lead me to doing a full Ironman triathlon, which I hope shows everybody that we can do anything in life that we want, from where we are. If we put in the work and we really make sacrifices as possible, and hopefully, my experience over the last 11 years of stopping drinking and the things I've achieved can show people that. And it's just amazing to think of the difference in my life from when I was drinking to when I've stopped drinking and the things that I could say that I've done now, that I don't give into that. Don't get alcohol anymore. Sorry, I don't want to get too deep. But yeah, that's how my Iron Man journey started. That was the first taste of triathlon, and as hard as it was, and as awful as that swim was, and the run was okay in terms of I done it, no bother. It was really hard. It was really hard. But no matter how hard it was, I loved it, and it made me feel great, and I knew I wanted more. And I signed up straight away for the following year because I wanted to do it again, and I wanted to give it a better effort. Wanted to get better at swimming. I wanted to get better at cycling, and I wanted to see what I could do with proper training. And I went back down in 2014, and I beat the time by 50 minutes, which was amazing. That was just a different feeling again of I've worked so hard to improve, and I beat my time by 50 minutes, which was another amazing feeling to be feeling. And I remember I'd looked into triathlon obviously by that point and knew all about the Ironman stuff, and I remember I crossed the line and saw the time and how I felt and all the amazing training memories that I'd had because I'd started doing more open water swims and big cycles and things like that. And I told myself I was going to do an Ironman one day. That was 2014, and obviously I did, and that's amazing. So leave it there for that one, I think. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it if you got this far. And hopefully it'll not be 2 years before the next one.